you, brothers and sisters in Christ. Today, the church remembers Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta. There's a little bit of ambiguity about whether this is going to be the perpetual feast day. I guess dates move around as serves the best interests of the church, but I don't know that this has been established as her official feast day. It was not in the ordo, the calendar that governs the archdiocese. However, on other calendars, it is listed as an optional memorial. And in any case, today, the 5th of September, is the date of her birth into eternity in 1997. I don't suppose Mother Teresa needs much introduction. I think everybody in the world probably knows who she is. She was born in 1910, and at the age of 18 entered into religious life. First, she went to Ireland, at least the order that she entered, the Sisters of Loreto were in Ireland. Yes, it sounds like that's where she went to join. She did take her name after St. Thérèse of Lisieux, and her life was really a testimony to that spirituality of St. Thérèse, the little way, doing little things with great love for the glory of God. She eventually then went to India in 1929, and after some years as the principal of a school for children, during a trip on the train, she, in 1946, it was actually the 10th of September, she remembers, and the date of that calling is recorded. And she received an interior inspiration to follow Christ in a special way. Our Lord revealed to her the desire of his heart for victims of love who would radiate his love on souls. And with these words, "Come be my light," he asked her. The Vatican website puts it, he begged her, "I cannot go alone." He revealed his pain at the neglect of the poor, his sorrow at their ignorance of him, and his longing for their love. He asked Mother Teresa to establish a religious community, the Missionaries of Charity, dedicated to the service of the poorest of the poor. This phrase, "Come be my light," is one that has a special meaning in the life of Mother Teresa. Part of her unique experience was interior darkness. It's said that for 50 years after these principal experiences of locution and revelations, private revelations from the Lord, apparently then she was allowed, the Lord allowed her to experience an extended dark night of the soul, as St. Paul of the Cross calls it, a period of dryness, of no consolations, or perhaps minor consolations, but nothing compared to that first experience. And so she persevered through the darkness, all the while being the light of Christ to so many souls. She went to serve the poorest of the poor, and many who did not hear, had not yet heard, did not know of Christ and his love. And so she gave them that love that they otherwise would not have known. Many she picked up off the street just moments or hours before their death. And though they lived in great suffering and sorrow, through her generosity and the inspiration that she gave also to her sisters who do the same work, she permitted and helped these poor people who knew no love in this world to experience some of God's love before their passing into eternity. We heard in the gospel today, "To the other towns also I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." So when the people experienced the power of Christ and his healing, they wanted to keep him for themselves. And our Lord explained to them that he had to go also to the others. And our Lord did go to the others and continues to go to the others through his missionaries, which is in a particular way these consecrated religious, such as the Missionaries of Charity founded by Mother Teresa, but also each one of us. Mother Teresa experienced, as I said, this great darkness in her own soul, the darkness of the suffering, participation in that suffering of the world without Christ. And yet, because of her great faith and fidelity, she became this light then for those other souls who had no experience of Christ. And her example, which is one also very much tied up with devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, she practiced and has all of her sisters practice this consecration to the Blessed Virgin Mary. So in the midst of great darkness, through this unbreakable or nearly unbreakable chain of devotion to Jesus through Mary, she was able to retain that light and share it with others, doing the work of charity and being the light of the world, light of Christ to the world, as she was asked. Brothers and sisters, let us not forget or fail to make use of this great example that our Lord has given us in the latter half of perhaps one of the darkest centuries in the history of mankind, the 20th century, which is one has given rise to so much suffering through the loss of the dignity of the person against which Mother Teresa gave witness. She gave dignity to those who were denied their dignity and gave love to those who knew no love, and for us as an example of how we should be in the world. And also her perseverance through her own personal aridity and darkness by the sheer force of goodwill and charity is for us an example. We won't always have consolation, but we should and must always be the light for others in the world as Christ commanded us. So, brothers and sisters, let us pray to Saint Mother Teresa through her intercession for the church and for each of us. Praise be Jesus and Mary.